Monday morning at 10 before the hour. Good morning. It's John and Glenn on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. And you know that feeling you kind of squirm in the pew when Father's up there and he has to talk about money and tithing. How much do we really know about tithing? Let's take a look at what tithing is and giving of our time, talent, and treasure. We might be surprised at how we're holding back with some of that time, talent, and treasure. Shannon Whitmore is a mom and someone who lives in Northwestern Virginia and a great blogger at loveinthelittleblog.com. And we're going to talk about tithing, something that she's just written about for CatholicMom.com. Shannon, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air.
Good morning. Thank you.
We probably think we're doing 10% tithing, giving 10% of what we have to God, but we're probably at what, 1, 2%?
Yeah, if we're lucky. I definitely was one of those people. I remember in college just thinking, you know, if I just keep giving and I don't calculate it, I'm sure I'll be giving more than that 10% and I won't feel limited by that 10% number. And then when my husband and I got married, we actually did the math and I was at 1.5%. So I think a lot of us are surprised when you actually calculate the numbers and you see, you know, where you actually are.
Father Rocky always says when people say, well, how much should I give to Relevant Radio? And he says, you give till you smile. You give till you smile, which is always great advice. But talk about giving until we smile versus just giving from our excess.
That's how when my husband and I got married, we decided we're going to start at the 10%. And we were just going to see, you know, whether or not we could do that because I had never obviously counted it and considered how much I was giving. And so we just, on a biweekly basis, we would see how much we had. And that was what I got to work with. And it was amazing because that was my money to spend. That was God's money, really, to spend how we wanted. And so we would give it to, you know, the missions that we felt powerfully about and the people that we cared about. So it was everything from, you know, dropping an envelope in the, you know, the weekly basket to buying a first communion gown for a little girl in second grade who didn't have, her family didn't have the money to buy one. And we were able to buy, give them, so they were able to buy a new dress and new shoes and a veil and everything she wanted so that her first communion day was what she had envisioned it would be. And, you know, we've given to families who are struggling after fire from cancer. It's just the freedom that comes from just having that money and knowing that it's been set aside and this is for us to use the way that God wants us to use it. And it's just, it's incredible. It really is freeing and you end up smiling at the end. It's so true.
Shannon, we know God loves a cheerful giver and we're to give as we're prospered and in good things like that. A story of an old Protestant church father who, as a young man, right out of college, gave a 10% and then found out that he could live on the amount that 90% was. And as he made more over time, he kept giving more and just lived on what was 90% of what he had when he was, you know, 24 years old. But any guidelines in terms of that 10%? I've heard people talk about, well, 10% of the gross versus the net, or splitting that 10%, some to church and some with charities. All counting is that. Should we worry about that in such a legalistic way?
I've never been really one to worry about it. I mean, when something comes up, we try to keep just a little bit on the side to use for those emergency funds. When we find out that, you know, a college professor that my husband works with, you know, fire, and so now they have nothing. And so we've always been able to keep a little bit set aside for that. And we do try to give a decent amount to our parish because I come from experience working in a parish as a DRE and a youth minister. And so I've always very passionately given back to a parish because I know how much it costs to run a parish and to run a religious education program. And, you know, you want to make it where every family can afford to have their child educated. And that meant low, you know, tuition costs or whatever you want to call it. And using scholarship money that was taken right out of tithing. And so we felt very passionately about giving on the, you know, the parish level, but also to those missions. So we do a little bit of everything. I've never actually considered like a percentage per se of that 10%. But I have heard that sometimes people debate about that.
Shannon Whitmore is joining us this morning here at 5 before the hour on Morning Air. We're talking about tithing, giving 10% to church and charity. When you and your husband first started tithing and right out of the box when you were married, you were mentioning that you'd, we're going to do 10%. How did you do that? Did you do a separate account? Would you recommend doing a separate bank account? What are some of the mechanics of tithing?
I've heard of people doing separate bank accounts. What actually we did, which is really corny, but we have just a post-it note on my dresser, and there's a pen next to it. And every other week, my husband updates that piece of paper, and he adds whatever, you know, from our income will be tithing money. And then I go every week, and I take out however much for our parish, or if there's a mission coming up that we want to donate to or whatever, I adjust accordingly. And so that's actually how we keep track of our money. So it's we are always 100% aware of just how much of our money is God's, is not really ours, that's been set aside. And that's really helpful, having a, you know, a real life idea of how much money you have and how much to give, you know, just being aware of it, because then you realize just how much you have and, you know, how you can, how much you can help.
Shannon, you know from experience, you and Andrew, your husband, you've got two young children, how much it costs to raise kids. How have you managed to juggle tithing and all of the expenses of the house?
We've always done it. And I guess we've never been in a position, we've always given that first 10%. We just consider it's not ours. It's not. So we've just always lived as if we didn't have it. And we've always been able to manage. And I know there are some families that do struggle. We've always been very blessed. And we had said that, you know, if we ever did get to the point where, you know, we couldn't, like, we literally could not give, we would adjust it. But, you know, thank God. And, you know, he has always made sure we've given ourselves and we've given what we could and what we've been called to give. And he has always provided. And that's, like, the most incredible thing about it is, you know, as long as we keep giving, God keeps giving back to us.
Shannon, how key is it to have the mindset of knowing it all belongs to God?
It's just, it's so freeing, because then you know, it's not our money. Everything that we've been given has been given to us by God. And so, you know, 10% is really, you know, in some ways it's a lot. When we realized just how much 10% was, it was kind of mind blowing. But on the other hand, it's like, you know, everything that we have, like the tithing is about Thanksgiving. It's about being grateful for what we've been given. And, you know, the best way to be grateful and to say thank you is to give back.
Well, if you want some tips on giving of your time, talent, and treasure, and a reflection on tithing, we will put on our Morning Air Facebook page and tweet out this article that Shannon Whitmore has written about tithing for CatholicMom.com. So check that out. It'll give you a good blueprint as you head into 2020. And perhaps that's one of your New Year's resolutions, or one of the spiritual New Year's resolutions, as we're at the beginning of the liturgical year, to do some tithing. And you can also find Shannon at loveinthelittlethingsblog.com. Loveinthelittlethingsblog.com. Shannon, thank you. God bless you. Have a blessed remainder of Advent.
Thank you. God bless.
Coming up in the next hour of Morning Air, we'll put you on the holy highway of God. Plus, Father Brooke Masters is our Monday spiritual director. But right now, it's time for today's Glenn Story Corner.